My name is Nydia. I'm 16 years old. Today is June 2nd, and I'm speaking with Nydia Ramos, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. Can you, by any chance, tell me about some of your happiest moments with your husband?
Happiest moments? August 10th of 2002. 9:21 a.m., the day you were born, the time you were born. Has beautiful moment. My life changed completely. Another date recently would be July 22nd of 2017. And even though that was the most recent, I don't remember the time. Sad. But that was when your brother was born. So two incredible moments for me and Dad. That doesn't sound right, Dave.
I accidentally started recording. Okay, ready? And can you tell me about some of your most difficult moments with your husband?
Well, I'm gonna keep this PG. PGG. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, stop.
Difficult moments. Well, there is a time when we lost our business. That was rough times, hard times, financial hardship, a lot of stress on the both of us, but we moved on and we're good now.
And can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Okay. When I first saw you, I'm going to be really honest, but I love you to bits. You were not a very pretty baby. And I remember thinking, okay, I know I love this little baby, and I'm going to protect her till the day I die. But she is not very pretty. She's not very pretty. So I thought, that's too bad because my husband is so handsome, and I'm afraid if she's going to look like me. So, yeah, I'm just so lucky that it didn't turn out that way. You look just like your dad. And it literally took maybe a week or a week and a half for your face to change. And you're just so beautiful. And you look like a little doll, like a porcelain doll. At least that's what people would tell me, that you look like a little porcelain doll.
What was I like as a baby?
Oh. Okay, don't tell your brother, but you're like a golden child. I mean, you are, but as a baby, okay, we're talking about, okay, as a baby, you're just the best little baby. And I remember thinking, why don't I have more just like this one? But, you know, we're trying to take it step by step, so we didn't want to rush into a second one. But as a baby, you were just so good and so polite, and just you're so smart, and you picked up, you know, whatever, so polite. I mean, you were really polite. In fact, one day, toddler years, I remember someone said, someone asked me how old you were, and I said, I think you were maybe 2.5 at the time. I said, two and a half. And they said, they made a remark like, 2 going on 30, and that was only because, they probably meant it as an insult, but I took it as a compliment, because you were always so very polite, and you were so sweet and so nice, and you always mind your manners, and you're a quiet baby. You entertained yourself. And if I gave you a toy, you'd spend hours playing with this little toy and trying to figure it out. But so good. So, so, so good, baby.
And what was I like as a child?
Same. Same. So sweet, so polite, so kind. You loved animals, and so you were just so gentle to all our pets, and to people. And you just didn't like to harm a fly. You're just so kind-hearted, and are kind-hearted. And I think it was maybe 8 or 9-ish that you started getting sassy. You started getting sassy. A little bit of that. But other than that, you've always been very, very sweet. Very kind.
And do you remember a time when I made you angry?
Angry? Maybe yesterday? or like an hour ago? I'm just kidding.
The first time I made you
first angry. The first time you made me angry. I'm trying to think, but... you know, I'm going to be honest. I didn't experience anger with you. Just maybe the last year or two. You know, teenage years, that sort of thing, you know? But I think that's kind of, that's normal. Angry. I can't say that you ever made me angry.
How has being a parent changed you, and what were you most surprised by?
Yeah, being a parent has changed me tremendously. Like I said before, the day you were born just changed my life. I mean, it was a whole 360. How has it changed me? It has made me more patient. It has brought out this love and joy that I've never thought that I would feel in my life. Such proud moments that I've felt as a parent. You know, I'm just so happy to be your mom and so blessed. What was I most surprised by? Everything. I didn't know what I was doing. Everything was a surprise. Everything. To the day. I mean, it's a learning process, you know?
Do you remember any of the songs that you used to sing to me? And if you do, can you sing them now?
Okay. Yes. I used to sing one particular song. It's in Spanish. And I used to rock you to sleep with it. And it goes like this. It goes, duérmese mi niña, duerme ya, porque si no viene ni se lo llevarán. And it really means, sleep my little girl, sleep now. Otherwise, they'll come and they'll take you. I don't know how I came up with it, but it seemed to work and it rocked you to sleep. And I know that you didn't know what it meant probably until later. But yeah, that used to work. I think it was just my voice, just because I have such a soothing voice, you know?
Yeah. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No. In my eyes, you're as perfect as could be. We all make mistakes, and I know you will make some, but I know that you are mature enough to learn from your mistakes. I think that I'm not a perfect parent. I know I've had my share of mistakes, but everything I've done, everything, you know, the way Dad and I have raised you has been to the best of our ability. No, I wouldn't regret.
Nothing. What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't give you any advice if you don't ask for it. I think we all... when we become parents, we have our own ways of thinking as a parent. We have our own ways. You know, we learn from our parents, and we become better parents, hopefully. And I think that you will be an even better parent than me. And you will learn from, you know, some of the things we've had, you know. And
And I think you'll take that with you. And I think you'd be a great parent. But not now. Not right now. Too young.
What are your dreams for me?
My dreams for you is whatever your biggest dream is. I want you to dream big. I want you to follow whatever that dream may be. And if that dream, you know, if you end up, you realize that that dream is not what you've yearned all these years, and you move on to your next dream. There are no limitations. There are no boundaries. I want you to go get it, girl. I want you to do what you want to do. Always. And strive to always be a better person and a better human being. And there's nothing stopping you.
Last question. Are you proud of me?
Is this on? Okay. Yes. Extremely. Extremely proud. Extremely proud. You've had many accomplishments, but not... I'm not just proud of you for your accomplishments. I am proud because I'm just proud to be your mom. I'm just proud for you to... Okay. I'm proud to be your mom. I'm so glad you chose me to guide you the best way that I could. I'm just extremely, these are happy tears. I'm so happy and I'm just so proud of you. And I know that you are just, you've been such a great human being thus far, and I can only imagine, you know, I can only imagine how wonderful you're going to be from here on. So yes, I am extremely, extremely proud of you, and I know that you're going to continue to make us proud no matter what you do.